The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and it looks like everybody's getting along again at Oklahoma State. That didn't take long. Lots of other stuff. Let's do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, on quarantine. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find it, send a message. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Tuesday, so we're not going to have any nonsense today. If you're in one of those moods and you just feel like trolling, don't worry. You're not going to get any run. We're just going to have some fun today because it's a Tuesday. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, man?
Just a lot of stuff. Spent the day working on some future projects for Gal Media that I'm very excited about. So got a lot done and, you know, working on some cool stuff that I'll be revealing to the people very soon. So,
okay.
Productive day. Although I have to
self-portraits.
No. I mean, not me. Now, if our female listeners want to see,
I thought you were doing, that's what you were working on today.
Oh, no. But, yeah, send nudes to Fred.com. That would be okay.
All right.
But nobody wants to see me. So I have to admit, though, this is the second run of quarantine is really starting to get to me because I'm pretty sure within a day or two I'll find out I can come back to work. But it's really hit me that, dude, this could go on for, you know, this may happen three or four more times over the next few months. And kind of sucks. I mean, the first time, you know, hey, we deal with it, right? And then when you're just having to stay at home because you might have come in contact with somebody who might have come in contact with somebody, it's kind of like, hey, man, this sucks. If, you know, someone out there wants to drop me off a bottle of vodka, that would be awesome because I'm just sitting here trying to get through this stuff again. This is the first time it's really started to bother me over the last few days.
Well, what have you been doing with your day?
Well, working. I mean, as I said, okay. I've been very productive and got a lot done, but it's just not being able to go anywhere. And, yeah, and I'm out of vodka, so that kind of sucks.
Uh-oh.
But I have plenty of whiskey and beer. That just have to be a whiskey and beer day.
Oh, that's unless, not the worst.
Unless somebody just happens to be in the neighborhood and wants to drop one off, I would love them forever. So... Yeah, that's about it. Just trying to, you know, try to get some things done so that, you know, when we move on to whatever the next phase of this thing is, then we'll be ready to rock and roll.
Phase 2.5? Yes.
Yeah. Did you see who's at fault for this latest spike, according to your governor?
Yes.
Young adults.
The young. The youth. The youth of America.
People in their 20s.
Why, Fred? Why are they at fault?
I'm going to go with, I disagree with our governor on this one.
I do too. And I don't know, you probably didn't hear the last couple minutes of Josh's show, but I was in here with him. And Josh is, he likes Greg Abbott, which, you know, that's fine. But Greg Abbott was the guy who said, all right, we're opening back up bars, 25%. And then like 2 days later, he's like 50%. And then 10 minutes after that, 75%. And then all the young people went to bars. We got to close it. I mean, it's the young people's fault we're spiking. No, this is my problem with it. And this is the whatever side you're on, the politicians are going to play this game. So if you're in a red state where they said, okay, you know what? We're opening things back up because business is what matters. So once we opened things back up, you and I knew, any reasonable person knew, there would be a spike in cases. That was obvious that that's what was going to happen. So here we are in a red state. We get our spike in cases, and the governor then points like, oh, well, the people aren't taking enough precaution. No, you just opened the state. And then in the blue states, they're going to say, well, we're not opening the state because we care about people over business. And then when there's people that are lining up in the food lines and everybody's, you know, going out of business and crying broke and they're building miniature cities inside of Seattle, they say, well, we can't open up because of the corona. It's too dangerous for the lives. Look at all the lives we've saved. So whichever side you play in the beginning, you're stuck with those results and it sucks. That's what I go back to. There's no right answer. Whatever you do, you're going to be wrong. You're going to be second guessed, and then you're going to blame other people for it. That's just the way politics works, and that's from top down, I'm pretty sure.
Well, why does this have to be sides? You know, Fred, why can't we just figure out?
Yeah, haven't you heard? Balance? COVID-19 registered to vote, so now it's a political issue. Yeah, it can't just be one of those things where we all equally hate coronavirus and want to avoid coronavirus. That's not possible. You have to pick a side because COVID is now a registered voter, and he's playing sides.
I did not know that. Well, that explains everything to me. But I have to be honest. I mean, I was okay with opening stuff back up as long as people were taking precautions. And it's not just 20-year-olds that aren't taking precautions. Because when I was able to get out and about, there were a lot of people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s not wearing masks and not really social distancing and running up and hugging people and stuff like that. And it wasn't just the 20s. I hate to break it to you. And that's been the problem all along. We've politicized masks so much too that now, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm not wearing one and I'm not worried about it. Okay, well, we can't have it both ways. You can't open things back up and then not wash your hands and do all the little things that, you know, you need to do. And you may still get it, but at least you're reducing your risk. And I've been very careful on the times I've gone out but not everybody is. But I don't think it's just 20-year-olds, man. There's a lot of stubborn people older than that.
Well, I think it's everybody. I mean, that's just what it is. We open the state, and this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, and 713 brings up a really good point. Abbott's been hesitant to recommend masks because he knows his base is primarily against it. Greg Abbott would get reelected no matter what. I mean, he's a Republican in this state. I don't know why he's worried about that. And
yeah, what are they going to do? Say, we're voting for Democrats because our Republican wanted us to wear masks. No, trust me. That's not the deal breaker.
No, it's really not. And I just think that we need to stop worrying about this. This is a problem with politics. They're also concerned about what their base is going to say that, you know, okay, well, then don't. And then you got to find somebody to blame it on. So let's blame it on the 20s. Sorry, 20-year-olds. This is all on you, according to the governor.
Yeah. Well, I think it's 21 and up because you've got to be 21 and up to get in the bars.
Okay.
Or well, is he just trying to avoid mentioning bars because he opened them up?
No, he said 20s.
Okay.
20s specifically. Because I guess there's a rise in cases among people in their 20s, but... 281, I agree with this wholeheartedly. Says, I see younger people wearing masks, but the opposite with the olds. That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing a lot of people my age and older that are at risk not wearing them.
It's mostly like, I hate to throw you into this bubble, but you kind of are. It's like boomers. It's if you're a middle-aged white man, those are the people not wearing masks. And I mean, it's a lot of that has to do with like what you said, what the base is, and who's most of the Republican base in Texas is middle-aged white men. They do not like to wear those masks. I'll be honest, I don't like to wear the mask, but I still do it because I'm trying to be reasonable. And I've had to walk back to my car a couple times. I'm still not used to it. I went to Thai Gourmet today, and they were kind enough to give me a mask. I was like, oh, no. I started to turn around. The lady said, wait, and she gave me a mask. It was very nice of them. Then she gave me my Thai spicy pad Thai, which was delicious, but did make me snot all over my face.
Into your mask?
Yeah. No, this was post-mask.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I know people just aren't going to do it. And you're right. There's a lot of people in my demographic that just refuse, and it baffles me. I mean, yeah, it's uncomfortable, especially when it's hot out. But, you know, it's just for a few minutes if you're doing it right. And, you know, I just don't understand why everything has to be a side. Well, you're either this or you're that.
Well, Lamont says, I agree with you, AJ, but what's the difference in Governor Wheels referencing young people than Sylvester Turner telling us a protest of 60K didn't have anything to do with the spike? That's what I'm saying. Both sides have to play this game. They're both liars. They know what's causing this. Yes. I mean, listen, the protest is what it is, and maybe clearly we're at a time where maybe they decided that's what the most important thing to them was going out and protesting. Of course it was going to be a spike in cases. It was a massive gathering. But they want to point the finger at something else. That Sylvester Turner wants to say, no, it's not because of the protest. It's because we opened back up too fast, which, like, when we were in the stay-at-home mode, like 60,000 people would have gone out and protested. And when Governor Abbott wants to say, well, it's because the young people out there, they're protesting, they're getting together and protesting, not that, oh, whoops, I opened the bars up too fast. So both, that's my whole point, Lamont, is that whichever side you were on from the beginning, now you're blaming the other side for all the problems we have. It's just stupid and pathetic, and everybody's to blame. They're all to blame.
I blame the aliens. I think they did this.
They actually had the least to do with it.
Less than
Lena Hidalgo or Governor Abbott, I can tell you that.
No, I think it was space aliens, not, you know, alien aliens.
Well, what are alien aliens compared to space aliens?
Well, I thought you just meant, like, you know, aliens, not...
No,
you know.
I meant space aliens have less to do with what happens on Earth than people of Earth. We agree on that, right, ancient astronaut theorist?
Well, I mean, what if they started the Rona?
Okay, let's go to break because Fred's a moron.
One thing before 254 says the boomers are the last ones to wear a mask, but the first ones to always have something to say about how the younger generation is soft or weak or ruining things. Can't argue with that. I can't. But I'll say,
old people, they're wearing masks.
Really old. Yeah, like you're talking 80 and up.
You know why? But, because they don't want to die. They're like, oh, anything I can do to not die. The problem is people that, like, your age and down, we all feel like we could probably make it through here. Listen, I'm guilty of that in something. Like, when I'm out on the river, there'll be a portion of the river, and there'll be a sign that says, get out and walk around waterfall. And I'm like, what's the worst that could happen to me? And I see people get out and walk around, and maybe those are sensible people. But I say, I'm here to live. You know, and maybe I'll fall out. Maybe I'll crack my head on a rock one day. And in fact, I probably will. I've certainly lost my share of beer to the river god. But I'm like, oh, I can do this. You know, the weak and the timid, they may need to go around, but I'm strong like bull. I can do it. But that's the problem is, like, everybody's doing it, and we ain't all that strong as we think, all right? Eventually, someone's going to get our heads cracked on the rocks, the proverbial rocks.
We're stubborn. I've done the same thing at the river, by the way. I know it's stupid, especially as old as I am, but, you know, I've been doing this since I was 12 years old.
Right.
not gonna get out and walk around now. Look, that guy's older than me, and he just went down there. All right. Well, let me tell you about a real confidence builder, getting your hair back. And if you've been looking at that thinning hairline and thinking, hey, man, I got to do something. That's what Dr. Linville does. He's back in business now. And it's such a great process that they do. I talked to a friend who had it done the other day. He's really excited. And he does it for women, too, if your hair is thinning. All he does is take the hair that's already on your head and transplants it to where you're thinning. It's called the NeoGraft procedure. It's your own hair. It's not plugs. It's not some goofy wig. It's your own hair, and it grows. And if you're still working from home, you could do the virtual consulting, but they're doing the procedures again. And you could get your assessment and get in there. And if you're still going to be at home for a while, get it done now so that when you go back, people will say, oh, wow, your hair looks good. They didn't know that you had it done. I know a lot of people are, you know, they want to be secretive about it. That's totally cool. Well, this is the perfect time. Just go to 975hair.com to set up your virtual consultation. He just wants to help people like you, me, and even himself. He's had it done as well. His hair looks fantastic. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com or your real one, 975hair.com. Because it's about to get heavy.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, yeah, everybody's in the studio except for me. I'm in the Linville Plastic Surgery Lawyer Dave studio.
The spare bedroom?
There you have it. Yeah. The guest room.
You know what else is driving me crazy, Fred?
What's that?
I keep hearing that we're approaching the second wave of COVID, and then there's other people say, well, we're still in the first wave. Like, how does anyone know that?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's so much silly speculation.
I feel like the wave would mean it died all the way down and then came back.
Right, like what happened in Korea.
Yes.
When they had their shutdown and then everything was better and then, oh, it got bad again. And I guess they're having one in Beijing now. So, but yeah, we don't know. I don't know why people keep speculating on that.
We're absolutely not having a second wave of coronavirus. Now, the problem with believing Mike Pence when it comes to things like that is Mike Pence believes that the world is 6,000 years old and that gay people cause hurricanes to happen. So I don't know if he's a real scientist or if that's fake news.
I honestly pay zero attention to what any of our politicians say on either side because they've politicized everything. And this isn't a political thing. And it's funny to me that so many people are making it that. And, you know, it's like you get the one guy, oh, well, my 90-year-old grandmother got it and she was fine. And then you get somebody else saying, oh, well, my 18-year-old niece got it and wound up in intensive care. I mean, there's outliers everywhere, guys. So everybody's picking if you don't want to wear a mask, you're picking the one guy who said, oh, it doesn't do any good. See, that guy said it. Therefore, it's true.
Right.
It's driving me nuts, man. And honestly, you know, you talk about being fearless. Like I'm 99.9% certain that I didn't pick it up, but I'm not going anywhere. I want to. If I were an a-hole, I would. But just because of that less than 1% chance, I don't want to take that chance on giving it to somebody else, even if they are young and in shape. So it's just, you need guys, I just need people to be, I just wish people would be reasonable. And, you know, it's going to get worse, man, because we don't know what this thing's going to do. The whole damn world's falling apart. But, oh, well. And 21 says everything is aside because that's what national media outlets are force feeding us for years now. Fox tells elephants what and how to hate. CNN, MSNBC tells donkeys what and how to hate. That's true. That's part of it. It definitely is. And, you know, you do it for ratings. It works for them. So
maybe we should go to that model.
Do you want to take a side,
and I'll take a side, or do we have to be on the same side for the show to work?
No, well, I mean, I guess because no, I think we could be on opposite sides.
Okay.
How about I'll take everything to the right, you take everything to the left.
Okay.
We won't believe it. Now, I want to make that clear. I'm not going to believe a word of it. Well, maybe some of it, but I think that works.
Okay.
So Somebody says the second wave is supposed to happen this fall when the cold and flu season sets in. I don't think this thing is noticing seasons.
Yeah, everyone said, well, don't worry, Texas. Once it gets really hot here, the virus will just die. Turns out, here we are, June 16th, most cases reported on a single day. I got news for you. The virus ain't scared of heat. All right, we can agree now. The virus doesn't mind the warm weather.
It's because it's only 93 outside right now. Oh, it needs to be hotter, and it feels like 95 in the heat index. Okay, so it needs to be hotter.
So when it gets to 120, the virus might die off.
Yeah, that's what's going to kill it.
Okay, also all the people will die off, but at least the virus will be
minor
defeated.
There.
Yeah.
We'll beat this thing one way or another.
So... yeah, it's funny. I never bought the heat thing because, you know, they had a pretty bad outbreak in Australia and it was summer there when it was, you know, winter here. So, but I don't know. I we'll all survive somehow. And we're going to keep getting cases and we're going to all keep running into stuff. And so he said, I'd rather you guys be Alex Jones twins.
We could do that. Show. I mean, listen.
I will eat your ass.
I don't care.
And Seth says some want to blame the media for reporting the truth and call it politically motivated. Sometimes the truth is the truth. Yeah, sometimes the truth is the truth, but that's not what a lot of these guys are doing. And you gotta. And I think we all recognize that. And I watch all of them because I want the different perspectives. And you find out what people think and how people think by watching stuff like that, because they are influencing people to think a certain way. And it's, you know, I mean, that's, it's the reality and I accept it. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Here's a question, Fred. I've got a question for you. Like when we start thinking about things that maybe don't make sense.
Yeah.
What would you say has been, to date, the capital of coronavirus in the U.S. What do you think the center has been, the epicenter?
Well, it would based on what you've seen on TV, you would have thought New York would have been it. But I don't think
that's... Would you want to, because obviously a lot of New York is still in shutdown, like you just can't do anything in New York. Does it seem like doing the Nathan's hot dog contest would still be a priority? Because it is. That's still happening. Oh,
not
yeah.
Wise, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, okay. There's no audience on hand. And they're going to take extra precautions that eating, 100 hot dogs at a time is as safe as humanly possible. But that's what's going on now.
That's,
people need
that's
it.
That's got to be...
In these times, people need it.
832, thanks for screaming, I will eat your ass. My coworkers are looking at me funny. Yeah, without context, that's...
My superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will.
That's a hell of a superpower to hear. And 713-610 has only one side. Texans are a well-coached team and the greatest team.
It's true. The best.
This is getting in my head because I wrote another positive Bill O'Brien column for tomorrow, just so you know.
Oh, gross. I don't even want to read that. I'll be honest. my mind's made up.
Well.
Unless he starts winning a bunch of games, I don't like I said yesterday, I'm not afraid to change my opinion on things, but I need like football victories in order to start changing my opinion. And like not just regular season football victories. I need like more than that.
Think you're asking for too much, man.
Well, then so be it.
Well, but I did get in a good Rocky IV reference, so
all right.
That'll be hitting in the morning, so if you're interested, there you go. Let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and the frogs are gay. Can I do a conspiracy theory since we're going to do this?
Okay.
This was going to be my Hey Man Bleep That, but I've got another one, and this is too stupid to ignore. Have you heard of the planet Nibiru, also called Planet X?
I've not.
Okay. Well, it's also called Wormwood or something. According to Wikipedia, which is always 100% accurate, a supposed disastrous encounter between the Earth and a large planetary object is going to take place in the early 21st century, which kind of ties in with the Mayans, right? Apparently, Nibiru is believed to be a rogue planet, brown dwarf star, or entire planetary system that orbits the sun every 3,600 years. Purveyors of the Nibiru conspiracy theory believe the planet will arrive near Earth one day, heralding the imminent apocalypse. Here's the problem that, you know, of course, it's called the hidden planet because no one's ever seen it. Not a single astronomer has ever found it. But there's people that believe this thing exists and that it's the harbinger of the end of the world because the aliens started the Rona.
I thought we were getting away from Rona there for a second and it sucked us back in.
Well, we are, but the space.com calls it the non-existent planet. And it basically says it's real easy. If you're an astronomer, you would have seen the damn thing by now.
That's probably true.
But people are out there spewing this crap. And, I mean, come on. It's not like we've got enough going on that we have to go out and make stuff up to make things worse. Like the Mayan calendar thing.
Oh, that's not made up. That's real.
Lamont said, I used to swear by cable news. I had to unplug about 4 years ago. They sell negativity and it's toxic. They do. But I like to study how they present it from different sides. And I mean, I do think it's not just negativity they're selling divisiveness, which we don't really need right now. And, you know, believe me, if I want to hear a doctor that says it's okay for me to go out and do whatever, I'm watching Fox News. If I want to be scared out of my life, I'll watch MSNBC. You know, and there are some places where you can actually eat, but you know, even AP, which I think is a relatively trustworthy news source, has gone so scare tactic with some of their stories and some of their wording that you're just like, who do I trust? So, you know, I just try to pass on the things that I know and learn as we go. And but it changes so much. You know, it's one day, you know, oh, well, don't worry, go back out. And the next it's like, and I'm starting to see a lot of things canceled again, like bike rides and runs. Cause we were starting to look for, okay, once we start, being able to get out and run again, I'd like to start get a schedule going. And they're all canceling now, which makes sense. You don't want to have that many people in that close proximity. Even though most of them are faster than me, so I wouldn't be in close proximity with anyone. But still, the 713-780-ESPN.
Have you seen all the things that are trending on Twitter? It's all bad news. So Black Austin Matters is trending, and you're thinking, oh, well, that might be a nice story. But really, it's just they painted Black Austin Matters on Congress Street, and everyone's pointing out that Austin basically gentrified their entire city to move all the black people out of it. So it turned into a negative story. There is WWE confirms a developmental talent has tested positive for COVID-19. So now all the wrestling is shut down for the time being. That's bad news. Racism at Texas A&M University feels like is a hashtag. And there are very many entries on this hashtag, and none of them are very flattering to good old Aggie. Mm. And then, of course, North Korea blows up a building that they used to meet with South Korea in to discuss peace, and now there's no peace, and now we're looking at a dangerous situation there. But maybe the most disturbing thing on the internet today is that Megan Fox is now in a relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. And I don't know why this happened or why it had to happen at this time when we're already all stressed out. We're already looking at life like, what's going on here? And then that happens. It's just sometimes life ain't fair, Fred, is all I'll say. Sometimes life ain't fair.
Did you see who Megan Fox's ex is dating now?
No.
Courtney Stodden.
Isn't she like the girl that
that got married at 17? Yeah, with like big old fake plastic.
Yeah, to the old guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that lasted all of about like 2 years, and then she turned 19
or 20.
Well,
lasted until she could get some dough, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now who's Megan Fox's ex?
Brian Austin Green
from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yep, the same.
How old is he now? Because that Courtney Stodden,
46.
46, and she's what, 22, 23?
25.
25? Okay, well, I mean, listen, I guess if you can get it at that age, then good for you. But, yeah, what's her deal with old men?
Why are you complaining?
Like, because, well, A, I'm not in the market for a young woman. B, I don't really have a B. But I understand why she would go after the original old man, because he was a wealthy man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Brian Austin Green's got, I mean, I'm sure he's got some money. He, you know, he gets probably a royalty check
every now
and again.
I'm sure he's doing this just to get back at Megan Fox. If Megan Fox was at one point considered the hottest woman on earth.
Right.
And he went, I'm going to go to a girl who's 12 years younger than you. And
but when's the last time Brian Austin Green did work?
Oh, good Lord. Who knows?
Like, he doesn't show up on movies or television anymore. I can't imagine. Like, he's probably, like, he might be, he could live in, you know, Sugarland or Katy and be doing fine for himself. I doubt he's Hollywood rich these days.
Yeah, he did the 90210 remake TV series in 2019 and a couple of other. He was a.
Now, how many episodes did that last?
The 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, big successful run there.
Or he was in 6 of them. And then he was in the Magnum PI remake TV series last year for an episode.
Oh, for one also episode?
For one episode as a guest star. And then
Thank
he did
God.
Something called Cross 3, a movie with...
So like I said, probably not Hollywood rich at this point. So he must have something really good going for him that we can't see.
Maybe he invested it well.
Maybe so. Maybe so. But of Machine Gun Kelly, like, writhing his skinny, gross body on top of Megan Fox just makes me sad. It's really disappointing.
Some other things that are trending. What's next for Chuck E. Cheese?
What is next for Chuck E. Cheese? I've asked myself that question, honestly.
Romo is trending for some reason.
It's because ESPN named Eli Manning as the NFC East All-Decade Team quarterback.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Dan Patrick is trending. Ooh.
He and Keith Olbermann are having a reboot of SportsCenter, I think.
And as somebody mentioned on Twitter, I mean, let's get World War III started since the Koreas are at it and India and China are now in an armed
India
conflict.
And China, they're getting ready to go. Which side are you on of that battle, Fred? Are you Team India or Team China?
Boy, I still want to do the accent, but I'm Team India.
Why do they have a disputed border between India and China? Like, can't they just, isn't it just drawn on the map? Like, it seems like it's pretty official. Like, the way, like, I've been shown the same globe for my entire life, and I know the shape of India.
I think there's a zone in between them that's called Kashmir. That's like a...
It's a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah. It's kind of an area in between both that both claim is their property.
And
the other one's never going to go, oh, yeah, you know what? You get this extra whatever
acreage.
Which
one is drawn on the map?
I think it's actually... So when I was in high school, we had to learn that it was owned by both of them because they could never decide. When they had to take world geography and they made us like literally label every country on a map,
you would
draw lines across both of it.
Oh man, you went to a really really uppity school.
No, because I failed the test multiple times and they still let me pass.
What is going to happen to Chuck E. Cheese though, Fred?
I don't know, but I thought
the Place
I
By
thought
Me
that...
still says $5 pizzas and no one's buying. And then for some reason it says free pizza right next to $5 pizza. There's got to be some sort of a deal where maybe you buy one pizza for $5 and you get one for free. I'm not sure, but I don't think Chuck E. Cheese, Charles Entertainment Cheese, is going to be around for the long haul.
Probably not, but I thought the disputed land was between India and Pakistan.
Well, friend, this is a story that we would say has layers.
Well, that's great. Just because we haven't had a bad enough year, along comes World War III. So
maybe you haven't heard if Butch winds up in Indochina, I think that's what they're talking about, Indochina, right? The border between India and China would be Indochina, or is that a border between Indonesia and China?
I am way too ignorant of the geography of that area.
That's disappointing.
It's never interested me, so I've never learned it, but I will go figure it out so that I can talk about this with some kind of education behind it. How's that?
That works for me.
Steelers fan Juan says, he's in Denver now, says listening to C-SPAN's the only way to get information. It's funnier than opinions.
Yeah, What's going on with Chuck E. Cheese in Denver?
That's a good question. Let us know.
Is Chuck going to make it?
Well, it's kind of like all those 24-hour fitnesses that closed. I mean, are they going to close all the Chuck E. Cheese's?
The one by my house is closed. The 24. The Chuck E. Cheese is still open.
Well, there you go. You got Chuck E. Cheese. Of course, you probably need 24-hour fitness if you're going to eat Chuck E. Cheese, but that's okay.
It's literally cardboard with ketchup on it.
Hey, cardboard has a lot of calories, man. So does ketchup. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN at 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Little plug for Soccer Matters tonight after the show at 7 o'clock. A couple of guests, Mexican national team defender Hector Moreno and Tyrone Marshall of Manchester Evening News. We'll talk about the return of the Premier League, focus on Man City and Man U, obviously, but those are some of the guests on tonight's Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Fred, Aaron tells me that Brian Austin Green is worth $10 million. And I don't know. I couldn't name something else other than what Aaron just told me, the Magnum PI episode that he did. I couldn't name anything else he's ever been in. How's that happen?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, you get on one show like that. Like all those people on How I Met Your Mother will never have to work a day in their life again.
I guess so. But he was he wasn't even one of the big stars on that show. He was Jason Priestley and Luke Perry were the two male leads. And it was Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty were the two female leads. Tori Spelling was not a lead, but she was a strong third female. And Ian Ziering or Ziering was a strong third male. Brian Austin Green was like the fourth guy in that series. I know a lot about Beverly Hills 90210, by the way. You can make fun of me all you want. I didn't watch Saved by the Bell, which is what most of the kids my generation watched. I watched Beverly Hills 90210.
So the $10 million is apparently his and Megan Fox net worth combined. So once the divorce is finalized, we'll find out how much each is worth.
Okay. Yeah, because so that's as long as Megan had a prenup, which, let's face it, if you're a famous person and you don't have a prenup, you're an idiot. So right. If they had a prenup, it's safe to, if they're splitting their net worth down the middle, Megan Fox is probably worth about $19.5 million of that 20. So I'm going to go with Brian Austin Green. He ain't balling like that.
Although somebody brings up a good point. What has she done lately?
I don't know, but she did those Transformers movies, which are just like her and that Shia LaBeouf. Once you do those, a movie like that, you just have, you have never ending amounts of money. Not only did they do one of them, I think they did three of them.
She was only in, I think, the first one.
I think she was in more than
she
one.
She was in the second one, too. Sorry.
She was in the first two, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like Fast and Furious. Once you're involved in a movie like that, you never run out of money. So, like, Ava Mendez, you wouldn't think of her as, like, you don't think of her as, like, a big-time actor. I mean, she's a Hollywood star, certainly, but you wouldn't think of her as, like, a top-tier actress. But if you were to go look at how much money her movies have made, because she was involved in that series, it's a ridiculous number. Same with Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel's a terrible actor, but it doesn't matter because he's in those movies.
Yeah, Vin Diesel, if you go look at his... You know, every year he's one of the top guys, right, making money because of those movies.
Him and The Rock.
And he says, I am Groot.
Right.
And gets paid a bunch for that, too. Aaron, correction on you. A lot of people saying, I was right, Kashmir's India and Pakistan.
Yeah, Aaron, you idiot.
I said I was trying to remember, but that was...
You idiot.
I am.
Fred, this is another reason why we need to go back to an Asian producer.
Oh, man.
He probably paid more attention in that class than I did. Told you I failed it multiple times.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well. So, World War III. That's what we got. World War III, we got some fake planet, and we got the Mayans. Everybody is trying to scare the hell out of us now.
And I'm being told that Ava Mendez isn't the girl I'm thinking of in the Fast and Furious movies. What's that girl's name?
Yeah, she was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
She was in one of them.
Oh, you think of Michelle Rodriguez?
Oh, I know her, too, but I thought Ava Mendez was in the Fast and Furious movies.
She was in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was Monica.
Yeah, she was also the same one from Training Day that you're thinking of.
But she hasn't, like, she did, like, the first five movies, and she doesn't do them anymore. See, you made me feel, Daniel, you made me feel racist for a minute, and that's not fair. You made me feel like I was just picking out a brown girl and calling her Ava Mendez, but that's not true. She was in many of the Fast and Furious movies. So I don't know if you were implying that I was a racist scumbag, but it's not true. I knew.
Well, it's not true because of that.
It's not true because of that.
Yeah, let's
try again, Daniel.
Oh boy. You'll find plenty of things that you can be that could be racist about. JOff 288 says, Fred, having worked in print media, do you ever think you would live in a time where you didn't know what to believe, what's real, what's not? It really is alarming. I saw it coming near the end of my tenure, and I've talked about this before. Part of it was our fault. We really blurred the lines on things because it was sports. Who cares? But then we started covering politics like sports, and I even had an editor tell me that one day. Say, I want to cover this election like you guys covered the Super Bowl. And opinion became more important than fact. And that's been a trend for a long time. And I didn't think it would ever get this bad where everything's just opinion. But, you know, it really is. It's hard to sort. And I don't blame people anymore for not wanting to do the research and study stuff, because it's hard as hell to figure out who's telling you the truth.
Right.
And truth is has become whatever someone's opinion is. So, you know, I don't want to say I didn't see this time happening. I don't think I ever saw it becoming this. What we have now is essentially what the Soviet Union had with Pravda. It's like, this is what they want us to hear and think. So, it says, give Brian Austin Green his credit. He was in Chrome Skull and Laid to Rest 2, a cult classic.
No, those are made up movies. I've never even heard of that. Brother Bear says, thoughts about Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. Boggles the mind that Rick Moranis refuses to act in any remakes. He hasn't worked in forever. But if you look at Rick Moranis's Wikipedia...
He stopped because he took care of his kids.
Well, it shows him playing in Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, and the TBA developed Shrunk. It seems like he's got his hand in all those stupid movies.
Well, all those
but
other
I'll also
ones
say,
were...
Rick Moranis, at the time when he did that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie, it was starting to feel like Rick Moranis was going to be a, like sort of a comedy star. And it, I know it's crazy to think that now, but Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out like in the late 80s when he had written and directed Strange Brew, which is a really underrated movie.
One of my all-time favorites. I love that movie.
But then he was, and then he was in Ghostbusters. He was in Brewster's Millions. He was in Little Shop of Horrors and Spaceballs. It felt like he, and Ghostbusters 2, it felt like he had really had some things going. And then he did that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie. And I mean, I don't want to say it, it ruined him because, and he did have, I would bet money that his biggest payday came after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids because he was Barney Rubble in The Flintstones, the movie where John Goodman was Fred Flintstone and Rosie O'Donnell was Betty Rubble. So there was a movie where Rick Moranis was allegedly making love to Rosie O'Donnell, which is a really funny thought. But I'm sure he made a ton of money from that. And then he did the movie Brother Bear, who tweeted that initially, you should know the movie Brother Bear, which is a kid's cartoon movie, which everyone knows if you do a kid's cartoon movie, you make mega millions. I wish someone would ask me to do a kid's cartoon movie. I wish.
I would love to get a role like Robin Williams had in Aladdin.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one. That's
yeah,
because
they don't have to, you don't have to see my face. I could do the voice really well. It would be perfect. I could, you know, be rich forever. But so yeah, if you're making a kids movie out there and you want a voice, I can do a lot of them. I can even be from Savannah, Georgia, sir. 303 asked about this. Was there a law that was repealed that allowed news organizations to not have fair and balanced content? Actually, yes. And this is probably before your time, AJ, but there was a thing called the Fairness Doctrine. And you might remember when you were a tiny little kid, like whenever the president did the State of the Union, somebody from the other party would come on and get equal time on TV because you had to have, so like you couldn't actually have political talk. And when they repealed that, then that's where Rush Limbaugh came from. And that's why he exploded. So I think the rule was a little much, but the consequences of repealing it, I think, have been pretty negative. All right, let's take a quick break. We got a lot more to get to, man. We're just getting started. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.